Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We're learning Masechta's Main Kadin Daf Bei Zimin Aleph. Starting the new Masechta. The Mishnah starts off with the dinim of when you're allowed to water the fields on Chol HaMoed. There's two types of field, the Beis HaShlachim, which needs the water, it's a Davar HaAvid, a Beis HaBal, which is only for Havacha, and you could water it from a Mayan, which is not a big Tircha, but make a Shaman, which it is. And Rashi brings down something which will be cause of financial loss. Chazal were matter to Metriach and Chol HaMoed, and he brings the Joshua Masechtas Chagiga, which is one of several there. Says Sheishes Yamim Teichel Matzis of Yom Shvi Atzeres Hashem Ulekecha. So there's a hekesh, just like the Shvi is Atzeres, you know, do Malacha. So all within the Sheishes Yamim, if just like Shvi is Atzeres from all Malacha. So the Sheishes Yom also Tam Leima B'Yom Shvi Atzeres, only Shvi, not the days preceding it. That shows you that the Torah gave it over to the Chacham to tell you which malacha is also which is mutter, and umalacha sheish behefsid amein aisid malacha leisra matir chachamim a malacha stover avid a malacha behefsid they will matter. Now the mashmoyis of Rashi is that the iser of malachas kol made is an iser deraisa, but Chazal have rishus from the Torah to be matter when they feel it's necessary. And that lechayit is a gemara on Yeralef and Medeis that discusses the difference between Avelus and Chol HaMoed, and it mentions that Avelus loymi boya bimei evoy dimerabananu v'shari elafil b'mayid the isser malacha deraisu b'makam say the shor rabanan. So the gemara contrasts evil is the rabanan and isser malacha is deraisa. That seems to be a clear gemara that it's deraisa, and Rashi brings down the drasha. He's down the other drasha there. Skagamatzah tishmer shivis yamim limel kol achayik shuaser. And the Ridvan over here and Taisus and Masechtski Dafil Ches, they say clearly that Chitas Rashi is that Malachas Chol HaMoed is the Rabbanan. But it's a Machlekes Yishenim. The Rosh here is Marich, and Taisus and Masechtski Dafil Ches says it's similar to what the Rosh says here. And they bring their Benetam and they mask him, the Rivam in Taisus and Chagiga, the Rosh over here, mask him to Benetam, the Isis the Rabbanan. And all the Drush is there, Mesechlus Chagiga, the Afiches, is an Asmachta. And Benetam brings several rayas. One is, he doesn't think that if it will be the Raisam, Chazal can be makel so much by Davra Ovid and by Pael Shem and Mayechal. When do you find by an Isis the Raisam that sometimes it's also, sometimes it's Mutter, it depends how much you need it. The Mardchai, when he brings it down, is Meisif, even though it says Masa Dava Chachamim. We call Makam Yefshir Shechacham Mekim Kol Kachem Humi Deraisa. So that's one Hechrich Rabbeinu Tam had, and number of Rishayim agree. The way Chazal are being Mekel and Chol HaMoed by Makam Hefsid or Ein Lei Mayechel V'chuli indicates that it's not Deraisa. But it doesn't seem so Mukhrich. The Rishayim that hold this Deraisa could say that, listen, that's the din of Masa Dava Chachamim. Chacham could be conveyor what they feel would work. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tafkuf Lamed says about Inu Yom Kippurim, the Ran says, many want to bring a raya that the Inu of Yom Kippurim are not deraisa, because you see the Melech and the Kala could be reiks in Panayim. And the Ran also says the word of Masa Dava Chachamim, and to say that it's deraisa. You see, once it's Nimsel Chacham, Chacham could work with it like a derabanan, even though the ikedin is deraisa. Another raya the Rebbeinu Tam brings is the Gemara Masechtas Megillah Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara says that on an ordinary day there are three aliyas, three kairim, three people read from the Torah. On a day which has a musaf, but it's not a yamtiv, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, then there's four aliyas. On yamtiv there's five aliyas. On Yom Kippur six, and Shabbos is seven. But the Gemara puts together Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed as a day that has musaf, but is not a yamtiv. Now Rosh Chodesh doesn't have any Issa Malacha, just a minig that the Nashim don't do Malacha. And the Gemara puts that in the same Kedusha as Chol HaMoed, is a raya that Midaraisa doesn't have any Issa Malacha, just a Musaf. But also, you could say that the Maisa, since it didn't have the same Chayim as Yantiv, it's Eina Yamtiv, so Chazal didn't want to separate that from Rosh Chodesh, also not Mukhrich. There's another raya from Gemara in Daf Yud Beis and Beis, here in Ma'id Katan, that discusses, because the Gemara is discussing what happens when somebody A davar avid is mutar chol hamoed, but if you mechaven malachta lemoed, if you plan out that there should be a davar avid and chol hamoed, so then it's asur. What if a man planned it out and then he died? Does his son take over the issur? Well, they kansu b'nei achrav, and the Gemara wants to discuss other cases of kansu b'nei achrav, and the Gemara says it's an issur derabanan. Sometimes we did the rice to the mashal. If a kain makes a mumin of bechar, so he's not allowed to shech that bechar. So the Gemara says that there they were kansim le'achra, but that's different because it's their isa. So you see l'chaya, the din of chalamayitz, their abanan. But the Rosh is matcha the raya, that all the Gemara means is that the isa ti mechavin malach de lamayitz, their abanan. Could be the isa malacha chalamayitz, their isa, but the isa of making that it should be a davar avan a chalamayitz, that might be an isa their abanan. And one of the regrets of Yishayin to bring is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Leit Kadin, Perek Beis Lach Gimel, says the following, Amar Abi Abba Bar Mamal, Li Lahayim Li Mishiyim Ni Imi, Atarati Shiyasa Malacha B'chal Amayit. If I would have somebody that would be willing to join me, we would make a heter on Malacha B'chal Amayit. And why would he do that? Because Kol Asru Malacha B'chal Amayit, Ela Kedei Sha'echelim V'sheisim U'smechem V'yegeim B'teirah. And people should eat and drink and be happy, and they should learn Torah with Yigiyah. The Enu, and but the people are Eichel Mishayisim Upeichazim. They don't have Malacha to do, so they eat and drink and they act wild. So, how would he be able to matter the Issa of Chalamayin if it was Issa der Issa? So we see from there that it's an Issa der Rabbanan, and we'll speak about how the Rishayim hold this der Issa will answer it. Now, what do we do with this Mefurish Yigamar and Nafin Aleph in the days that contrast Malacha of Chalamayit to Avil by saying by Avil is the Rabbanan, Chalamayit is the Raisa. So the Rishayim hold it's the Rabbanan, the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, Taisis and Chagiga, the Mordechai v'chuli, they say it doesn't mean it's the Raisa, it means it has an Asmachta. Things that have an Asmachta is Chama like a the Raisa. By Avil is no Asmachta, so Mimela is a the Rabbanan. It's considered purely a derabanan. So these are the basic shakla v'tarya. The raya that it's deraisa would be the Gemara and Chagiga that make common drushes that sounds like it's deraisa, and the dicha is that it's a smachta. And the raya from the Gemara and Afin Aleph from the base that says pretty clearly it's deraisa, and you'll have to again say it's an smachta. The raya it's derabanan is from the fact that they will matter so much, but the dicha would be it's masru davul chachamim, and from other diukim that seemed to indicate it's the Rabbanan, and from the Yerushalmi that says the Rabbanan Mama wanted to be matirit because people weren't treating Chalamayit properly, they weren't Eichlem V'sheisim U'smechem V'geim B'teirah, they were Eichlem V'sheisim U'peichazah. Now, one of the Shittas of Yishayin, Rabbeinu Tam, like we said, is the Rabbanan, and that's what Taisa Chagiga holds, and that's what the Rosh holds, and the Rambam holds that way. The Rambam, Hilchos Yontif, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, clearly says it's Medivrei Seifim, it's the Rabbanan. The Smag, Mitzvah Lo Yisaneh, also holds this Rabbanan, and the Ritva brings it B'Shem the Bahag. There are a number of Achreinim that asked, where's the Bahag? They looked in the Halachas Gedalus and they didn't find any Mashmais that he holds this Rabbanan. But I saw a Bruchim Fishel Perlam in his Bir to the Sefer Mitzvah of Sadigain at the end of Asay Lamed Ches. He says there is a Bahag called Nusach Savyad Remi that there is Klar. The Nusach we have in the Bahag wasn't necessarily the Nusach the Rishayim have. So this is the Rishayim, if we're going to accept the Ritva, the Bahag holds that way, the Rambam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, Taisus and Chagiga, the Smag, the Torah also passes that way, it's Simen Tav Kuf Lamed, and the Teshbat Chelek Veis Simen Reish Yud. Now, the Mordechai says that the Dasar B'Liom Mimitz, the Sefi Reim, is the Raisa, but we look at the Sefi Reim, and he holds us the Rabbanan, like Jesus and the Rosh. He just says, after he brought the whole shtickel of Rabbeinu Tam, exactly the way we said it, how could it be the Raisa, why would they mat the Dover, Oven and Pearl, Hashem, Mamayachal, and the Rai from the Gemara put it together in Megillah by Elias to get four Elias like Rish Chedish, and the Rai for Consum, all the Rais. And then he says at the end, Afa became Safik B'yadi the Raisa the Rabbanan, in case the Kami Rai Shavesi the Tzanachet, I have a lot of ra'is the other way also. Mikol makom atayis levav yisrosi nearly kasher kasafti, which means that it's the Rabbanan. So he seemed to pass against the Rabbanan. He writes, "Upirushi rabaisa might come matzasi this machachal shemayi deraisa." So it sounds like he holds the Rabbanan, and he's a shtichel masubik, and his rebbeim hold the deraisa. The bi'alacha simetavka flam it says when the Mordechai said Rabbi Yom Mizrachi, he means Rabbi Yom Mizrachi b'shem, not Rabbi Mizrachi, Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Rebbeim, the Rebbeim Mitz, he means Rebbeim Mitz B'Shem is Rebbeim. Sorry if I said Rabbi Yom Mazrachi before. I think if I said it, just your blessing me mitz. The Yirein, the Sefer Yirein. Now, who holds this deraisa? The Tur in Siman Tavkuf Lamed Vav says that the Rif holds this deraisa. And the Beis Yosef is very bothered because he says, where does the Rif say that? So the Bialacha explains that what was chatted in the Tur, because you look in the beginning of the Beis Yosef, right here in Ma'id Katan, he brings all the drushes to the Gemara in Daf Ches and Chagiga. He said, if it would be their bottom, he wouldn't have brought the drushes. And he brings two achrayim that say that that's the pshat, the Nahar Sholem and the Nachal Eshkol. They both said that's the pshat in the Tur, why the Tur held that the Rif held it was their Isa. Now if that's correct, the Bialacha adds, then the Baal Sefer Eshkol, Mevram Be'itzuk, the Baal Sefer Eshkol, also the Meritz Geis, a very early Rishon, also brings these Rises for Stam. So the Bialacha holds that they all hold this the Rises. These are early Rishonim, the Rif, and the Sefer Eshkol, and the Meritz Geis, they all have a Mashmai Yisak upon them as the Rises, because they bring all these Rises. Now also, the ones that Rashi, also the Ritvan Taisa say that Rashi holds this deraisa, it's a very chashiv Rishon. The Sefer HaChinuch is mefurish as deraisa, it's a mitzvah Shin Chav Gimel. And like we mentioned, Ebliezer Mimitz, B'Shem Mizra Meim, the Rabbeiser Ebliezer Mimitz held it was deraisa. Pesach HaGiga says that the Rishbam and Arvei Pesachim that says that Mavazis and Moyedes is Ein Lechev Elba, the Rishbam and Arvei Pesachim says he did Melacha Chel Amayim. So that sounds clearly holds us there. That's what at least Taisus is medayik the way Chagiga, and that will be true then for the Shibali Leket Siman Reish Kav Gimel, who also brings Mevazis and Meidus, is that he does Malacha and Chol HaMeid. So we have Kama Gudele Rishenim on either side. Now the Magid Mishnah and the Muki Yosef over here, and it's the Magid Mishnah and the Rambam Berek Zayin Alacha Aleph. They say there's a third Shita. The Ramban and the Rasha have a pshara between the Shitas. And hold some of them are the Raisa and some of the Rabbanim. The Rabban is here, there's very little Chedushim of the Rabban Amayit Khan, but in the shtickle that he has, he writes, he names on his deraisa. He says, in first Gemara, and after an hour from the days, and the Sugi and after Ches, he says, is Mukher, that it's deraisa. And he brings one more Raya, which other Rishonim didn't bring, the Gemara Nevei Dezer at the end of the first Perek, that says that you're now going to have, normally, you're allowed to give Malacha to a Goyish, a contractor. It's not called Amir Akum, but if it's in the Tchum of Yisrael, and people know it's your house, it's Mechubal HaKarka, then you're not allowed to, because people might think it's a Skir Yayim, it's Marisayim. And the Gemara there says, who would the Cholamayid, you can't do it. The Ramban holds, if it would be the Rabbanan, then they wouldn't have matted Marisayim for Cholamayid. And the Ramban says, what do we do with the Yushalmi? That Rav Abba Bamamal said, if I would have someone else to be matter with me, I'd be matter Melacha Chol HaMoed, because the whole point of the Issa Melacha Chol HaMoed is Eichlem V'Sheisim V'Smeichem V'Yigayim B'Teira, and the people are Eichlem V'Sheisim V'Pechazim. Zakter Ramban, that Midereisa all Melacha Netz Tzerech, meaning, like the Muki Yosef explains his intention, meaning V'Tzerech HaMoed Udavra Ovid, is all Mutter, even if it's a big Tircha, even if it's Melachas Uman, anything that's davar of the tzarech hamayid we mutter, and the only issa malach of chol hamayid midereisa would be malach that has no tzarech hamayid and is not a davar of it, and that's asa midereisa. The Chazal went a little further and asked him even if it is a tzarech hamayid, if it's malachis uman, unless it's a davar of it, and by a tercha even if it's a davar of it. So Chazal went a little bit further in the iser. That's what it means. The iser deraisa would be mutter for any tzarech hamayid or any davar avad. The issa derabbanan then would start even in davar avad, but not if it's a big tercha like we see in our sugi here, and even if it's the tzarech hamayid, but you can't be matter ma'isa uman like we'll see in the sugis later. So the Yishalmi just means he'd be matter these things, because l'maisa wants people to be busier in chol hamayid, even though it's interesting, it's only the tzarech hamayid or davar avad, but he felt, if we matter this, they'll be more busy and they won't come to this pechazim, to this wildness. That's the Rabban. He says it here, and he also says at the end of Avodah Zarah, the Magid Mishnah Megesef also say the Rajba said at the end of Avodah Zarah, the end of the first paragraph of Avodah Zarah, I mean. And we don't have the Rajba, because it starts shortly before that Gemara, and a lot of the Rajba really is the Taisa Rosh there. Then Kamakal Laharach, but Al Kopanim, the Rishayim say they had the Rajba, so this is the Sheet, the Simban and Rajba, which the Magid Mishnah and the Megesef called the Pshara between the Shitas. They hold that for the most part it's their Isa, but there are certain extra things that Rabbanan put in, and that would answer to Yishalmi. Now, what I don't understand fully is how do they know it's the Pshara? Maybe all the other Rishonim, like we said, Rashi, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rabbeim of Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, if you want to use the Turz Diuk, the Rif, and the Sefer Eshkol, the Ritz Geis, all the ones that say it's Deraisa, maybe they hold that for the most part it's Deraisa, but these things about Maisa Uman by Tzarech HaMayid or Tircha by Davar Avin, maybe that's their Rabbanah, maybe they also agree with them. How do you know that there are three Shitas? I'm not 100% sure, but the Magamishim Geisiv seem to hold that way. They say they make a pshara between the Shitas, that there are Shitas, that everything in the Gemara that says every Malachis Chalamayid that's Asur is Asur Midaraisa. There are Shitas that every Malachis Chalamayid is Asur Midarabanan, and there's a Rabbanah between that some of them are Asur Midaraisa and some are Asur Midarabanan. So if you hold, like, what I thought maybe, that all the Rishonim call like the Ramban, so that could be the answer to the Yerushalmi, like the Ramban's answer. But if you hold like the Lashon and Mukiyas and Magamish and Ramban made a Pshara, so how are you going to answer the Yerushalmi, Lefi the Rishonim hold that everything is the Raisa? So I think one of two things, either it's a Machlekes Bavin the Yerushalmi, they're coming from the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gemara in Alpha and Beis, that they believe the stima sabavli is that it's the Raisa, and if in the Yerushalmi it's Mavur, it's the Rabbanan, so that means it's a Machlege, it's Bavli in Yerushalmi. Or maybe the Yerushalmi just means laflag, and he didn't really mean that it could be Mata, the Yerushalmi, even if it's the Rabbanan, I'm not sure if he could be Mata. Ein Bezdin, Yachal Levatel, David Bezdin, Chaveil, can go to Menem B'chach B'minyan. So even if it's the Rabbanan, I'm not sure I could be Mata. Elamai, maybe he just meant the laflag, if he'd be able to, he'd be matter because he's very, very upset about how they're not Eichel V'Sheisim V'Smeichem V'Geim B'Teira instead of Eichel V'Sheisim V'Pechazim to bring out how much we have to be careful not to be Eichel V'Sheisim. He would say, if he could, he'd be matter because of that. But really, maybe he can't because it's the Raisa. Tzarechin if he could say Shasetaretz. And now one Indian on the Davar Avod that we have in this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't call it Davar Avod. The Gemara calls it Hefsid. Paiskim call it Davar HaAvod, that we see in the Gemara a heter to do malacha, like Rashi says, Chazal will matter if there's a hefsid, so then Chazal will matter to do malacha on Chalamayit. Now, in the Simen, where it's brought down Mashkin Beis HaShlachim, the Simen Tavkuf Lamed Zayin, the Magen Avraham says, a Safik Davar HaAvod is mutter. Let's say you don't know if it's a Davar HaAvod. It might be, it might not be. So Magen Avraham says a psak there in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Zayin, Safek Davar HaAvod is mutter. The Prima Gadda and Max HaShekel, the Mepharshim Magen Avraham explain that he holds Melechus Chalamayit is Derabbanan. So if it's a Safek Davar HaAvod, it's a Safek Derabbanan. So he'll say Safek Derabbanan Lekula. So the Fizah will come out that if we hold that Melechus Chalamayit is Deraisa, then you'd say a Safek Davar HaAvod is Aser. And it'd be Halacha who brings down Kam of the Shitas that Melechus Chalamayit is Deraisa, so even that he would pretend to be Machmer by Davar HaAvod because of that. But he says, the Mi'alacha there, Davka Flamed Zayin, says not telling him that. Because he brings, first of all, and the Chai Adam brings, the Nishmas Adam brings, that the Beis Yosef, Siman Davka Flamed Tes, is Mavur, that a Safek Davar HaAvod is Aser, not like the Magen Avraham. He was talking about buying Schayrin now because it might go up, but it might not go up. And he's going into Tshuvas HaRosh, and he says that the reason why it's Askos, you don't know that it will go up. The Rosh holds that Melechus Chalamayit is Derabbanan, and still he's saying that if it might go up, it might not go up, it's Aser. So you see that even if your Melechus Chalamayit is Aser Midirabbanan, still a Safek Davar is Aser. But he brings also that a Ritva and a Rajba, they're discussing the Gemara later on Daf Yudches, the latter writes Shtaris and Chalamayit, and they say it's a Davar HaAvod, because maybe these Edom won't be around after Chalamayit. So Safek, maybe they will, maybe they won't. And the Rajba holds it's their Isa, like the Rishayin they bring from the Rajman of Eid Zara. So the Bialacha says it's not totally in, now he argues in the Prima Gona Max of Shekel, it's not totally if it's their Abana the Isa. What it's totally in is, if it's a Davar Matzah, if it's very likely there'll be a Davar HaAvod, and a very likely, if it's likely there'll be a Davar HaAvod, then it's mutter, even if you don't know, even if Melechus Chalamayit is Osim in a Teira. And if it's unlikely to be a Davar HaAvod, so even if it's only Osim in a Banan, it's also Aser. Now, in the previous Siman, Tavkuf Lamed Vav, the Magen Avraham was discussing the din of Tircha, that it says if you have a tarnagolus and it ran away, after 3 days you're not allowed to put it back on the eggs because it's a big Tircha. And the Magen Avraham says, well, why don't you say you're allowed to do it because the Davar Avad, the eggs are going to get ruined, they're not going to hatch. And he says, well, because you don't know if it's going to work. After 3 days, you anyway don't know if it's going to work, if the tarnagolus is going to be able to warm up the eggs, if the tarnagolus is going to agree to sit on the eggs, whatever the case was. So Rabbi Kivega asks, it's a stira. And Tafkuf Lamed Zayin, he says, the Safik Davar is mutter. And here we're not even talking about a melacha, we're talking about a tircha. And the Magen Avraham is bothered, why don't we matter this tircha because you're going to lose your eggs? And he answers, because it might not work, so you might lose them anyway. So it should be a safik. And a safik is mutter. He says, it's a big daichati mechalik between if there's a safik, if you can have a hefsid, where that's mutter. But if you know there'll be a hefsid, it's just a safik if you'll be able to save the hefsid where there'll be aser. Why should it be a difference? So it could be lefita bi'alacha. The answer is, it's tali if it's matzah. And the point is that the Magen Avraham is only matter a safek davar avad when it's matzah. And in that case, maybe the Magen Avraham held it wasn't so matzah. But I saw in the Sefer Chalamayid from Ayedid, the guy in Abdavid Zuka Shlita. He wrote a Sefer, English Sefer on Chalamayid, but he has in the back Simanim and Simon Zayin. He writes what I think is a Reikish Makateritz. He wants to know like this. If indeed that Malachas Chalamayid is deraisa, and this is only a suffix davar avad, so even if it's matzah, it should be aser. When you have a suffix deraisa, even if it's likely that it's mutter, but as long as it might be aser, you don't have a rave or anything, it's just a davar ragel, so then it should be aser suffix deraisa l'chumra. So the chari of the teretz is, that's the definition of davar avad. When Chazal will mat the davar avad, it's not the pshad, on the tzad there'll be a hefsid, it's mutter, but on the tzad there won't be a hefsid, it's aser. As long as there's a likelihood of hefsid, that's called davar avad. That's mutter according to old tzadim. And that's bashit. Just the Bialach is adding, and if it's not likely that there'll be a hefsid, that's not called davar avad, and that's aser, even if you hold this derabbanan. So when you're dealing with a possible loss, it's not a question of safek deraisa l'chumra or safek davana l'kula at all. When you're dealing with a loss that might happen and might not happen, so the question is, the Chazal considers davar avad, and the Magen Avraham is saying yes, and the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that that's because it's a davar matzli, and the case was not a davar matzli. The answer is no. Chazak of davar zuk, and it's all by a suffix on lahaba. You don't know if there'll be a loss. You're afraid there might be a loss. But let's say you have a suffix in mitzias. There's two possible mitzias in that could be already now a suffix la'avar. If this mitzias is correct, then it's a davar avad. If this mitzias is incorrect, then it's not a davar avad. So that might be telling the regular hilchos veikus. You have a suffix on a mitzias, it might be telling the regular hilchos veikus. A suffix l'sha'avar, you could say, is different. So maybe that's a pshat the Magen Avraham. That the question of the tayna girl is a question that's not will a loss occur. The question is, at this particular moment, is it possible for this tayna girl to save the beitzim? That's a question of mitzvahs. We don't know the answer. It's not a question about something future. It's a question about something past. He's medamitu. There's a svarim that davar sheinu miskaven is mutter only when it's not a psik resha. If you don't know, if it could happen, it could not happen. So it's called not a psik resha, and it's mutter. But some want to be mechalik. It's only a suffix if in the future it will happen. So since it might not, it's called not a psik resha. But if it's a suffix on something past, there's two possible mitzvahs that already occurred, and one of them it's a psik resha, one it's not, then you might say safek deraisa l'chumra. So that's why you can answer the tarnagolus. If it's impossible for the tarnagolus to sit on the eggs, it's already something which already occurred, we just don't know about it, and that would be a safek deraisa l'chumra, and that's why the Magen Avraham would answer it. The Magen Avraham is only matter, something which a hefsid might come. And that is called the davar avad because it's matzi. That's if davar zuk shtikl, chay richtig shtikl.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.